But she talked to him in a nice way, you know, about what Jesus taught. That's the way she would do when we did something we should not do. She would tell us in a kind, nice, she'd get us up in her arms, sit in her lap or something, and talk to us. Well, we didn't want to do that anymore. That's the way she trained us. And I remember one time, I had warts on my hand. That was long, about, well, sometime after that. And she said, I think she was trying me out, just to see if I would. She said, Sam, if you go over to Maud's house and slip behind the stove and see if she's got a ugly old greasy dish rag hanging back there. And if she has, you get it. And then you come on and you rub every wart with that old dish rag, and then you bury it. And when that rag is rotten, your warts will all be gone. I looked at her and back and shook my head. I said, Mama, if I was going to steal anything, I sure wouldn't steal old dirty rag. She was, I think, you know, she was just trying me, see if I would steal anything. And that's what I said to her. If I was going to steal anything, I wouldn't steal old dirty rag. But I never went after that.
Yeah. Say, if a woman were going to have a baby, you'd say that she was...
pregnant.
Okay. Did people use that word when you were growing up?
Mm-hmm. They've always used that word, I think.
Is there any nicer way of saying pregnant?
No nicer way that I know anything about it.
Have you ever in the family way?
Oh yeah, I've heard that expression.
Child or expecting.
Yeah, I've heard that expression. They use those expressions here too.
Would you use any of them?
No, I didn't. They'd just come right out and say she's pregnant.
Okay. And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby,
they use midwives. And they used to, now my mother was a midwife for several years. We didn't have any doctors near than Lawrenceburg. And she helped deliver babies if everything was normal. But if she found that there's some trouble somewhere, she had them call a doctor from Lawrenceburg. She never lost a baby.
Gosh.
Not a one that she ever cared for.
If a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has, the same shaped nose, you'd say that he...
favored his father.
Okay. Any other expressions?
Just like his father.
Okay. Suppose that he has the same mannerisms and behavior that his father has.
Well, he has... he acts similar to his father. He imitates his father.
Mm-hmm. What if the words used...
He has the same personality as his father.
What if, say, if he was acquiring his father's bad habits, like...
Some of them do.
Would they have an expression for that, like...
Oh, he's a chip off of the same old block.
Okay.
Did you ever hear that?
Yeah.
That's generally what they would say if they were not real nice people. Oh, he's just a chip off the same old block.
Okay. Say, if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say, in 1 year, Bob, what?
Has grown 5 inches.
Okay. Or, you say, in just 1 year, five inches?
He grew 5 inches.
A child that's born to a woman that's not married is called a...
Well, that's an ugly name for that little child, but they call it a bastard.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that an awful name? I feel sorry for that little fellas like that, but we have lots of them all over the world.
Is there any other way of saying that?
She was born out of wedlock.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nicer way to say it.
Yeah. You ever heard Woods Colt or Bush Child or Sunday
Baby? No.